All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, they ask you, what if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? You can call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. Call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can check them out on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, as free agency has begun in the National Football League, the New York Football Giants have agreed to a two-year deal that is worth $12 million with veteran wide receiver Brandon Marshall. Now, the Giants are set to become Marshall's fifth team in the NFL as he is suited up for the Denver Broncos, Miami Dolphins, Chicago Bears, and New York Jets. Now, Marshall has tallied some solid numbers throughout his career. You're talking about a guy that has 941 career receptions for more than 12,000 yards and 82 touchdowns. One of his best seasons came in 2015 in his first season with the Jets, as he had 109 receptions for 1,502 yards with 14 touchdown grabs, which led the National Football League. Now, Marshall is joining a very talented Giants receiving core, as you already have Sterling Shepard and Odell Beckham Jr. in place. But the thing is, can he be the leader that the Giants need? And I mean, we saw that last season coming down the stretch where New York lacked leadership, especially in the postseason. Of course, we know about the whole lead up to the Giants wildcard game loss to the Green Bay Packers, where the receiving group went down to Miami and they had the infamous boat party. And after that, we saw what they did in the wild card loss to the Packers. They were dropping pass after pass after pass. And you have a guy in Brandon Marshall that has had issues with the drops throughout his career. But you look at a guy, he's overcome a lot of adversity in his personal life. And, you know, he has really changed himself. And the thing is, can he become the leader that the New York Giants really need him to be? The talent is there. Make no mistake about it. I mean, the combination of him, Beckham, and Shepard is kind of like pick your poison with these wide receivers heading into the 2017 NFL season. And the thing about Marshall is this. He does give the Giants something on the field that they have lacked for a very long time, and that is a big-time wide receiver in the red zone. We've seen it with Beckham and Shepard, and of course with Victor Cruz. The Giants had smaller wide receivers that were burners, and they did it after the yard. They did most of the damage with the yards after the catch. But once the Giants got down into the red zone and you have those tight windows down there, it's not easy to fit the football into those guys. And if you go back to Eli Manning's the early stages of his career when he had success with the Giants, and he's still having success right now, don't get me wrong, but in the red zone, he had big-time targets such as tight end Jeremy Shockey and wide receivers Amani Toomer and Plexico Burris to simply throw the football up to and allow them to have a jump ball situation to get the ball. That's what the Giants need from Brandon Marshall, and that's something I think they're going to get from him. This is a guy throughout his career, he's never been to the postseason, but I'll tell you this. This is the best organization, and this is the best quarterback that Brandon Marshall has ever played with when I'm talking about Eli Manning. So I think Marshall is going to come in there and take care of his business. I think it's a solid move for the New York Giants if everything works out. But I think Marshall is going to come in humbled and ready to work. He knows how to deal with the New York media. He's played for the Jets for 2 years. He has a weekly spot on Showtime's Inside the NFL. So I don't think he's going to be wary of anything that's going to go on in the Big Apple. So it's just a matter of time to see how things work out for Mr. Marshall and Big Blue. So folks, that is going to do it. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.